This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural Empowering. Your health as natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective. Serenity is the natural sleep aid supplement that helps you wind down without the grogginess and fogginess that habit-forming sleep aids can sometimes cause. Try it risk-free for 90 days with 15% off from eunatural.com using checkout code eHealth. 15. Again, that is unatural.com. Check out code eHealth 15.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio does give you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Vivek Charyan. He is an internal medicine physician currently practicing in Baltimore, Maryland. Dr. Charyan, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Happy to be here, Eric.
And certainly do appreciate your time. Thanks for coming out. So if you would, give us some thoughts regarding healthy eating when we're living in such a stressful time as we are today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, modifying your lifestyle around a nutritious and well-balanced diet certainly can be made to be an important aspect of stress management. So, Eric, I'll start broadly and then get into a little bit more detail, but some general food groups you want to incorporate into your daily diet include complex carbohydrates, vitamin C, and omega-3 fatty acids. So just breaking this down a bit further, complex carbohydrates like fruits, vegetables, or whole grains, these have been shown to lead to an increase in serotonin production. And serotonin is actually commonly referred to as the happy chemical because it contributes to, well, our happiness and well-being. Then there's vitamin C. Now, most people know that vitamin C can act as a booster to the immune system. But what a lot of people don't realize is it can also help lower the levels of cortisol, which is a well-known stress hormone. When people continuously are exposed to high levels of stress hormones, it can actually impair our memory and learning and actually make people more prone to developing depression. Then there are foods in the omega-3 fatty acids category that are typically derived from fish oils, but they're also found in nuts like almonds or hazelnuts, for example. And these have been shown to be protective of the heart as well as help prevent cardiovascular disease. Then just off the top of my head, there's some fun ones, like a lot of people love chocolate. So dark chocolate with at least 70% cocoa content can also lower levels of cortisol. And another common breakfast food, oatmeal, can actually increase circulations of serotonin in addition to containing vitamin B6 and melatonin. And melatonin really helps promote our sleep, and sleep is very important to our overall health. So there really are quite a few options that we have to help reduce our stress and promote our overall health simply by what we eat.
And certainly some great information to get things kicked off and underway here today. Now, obviously, the coronavirus is on everyone's mind right now and will be for a while until we get a vaccine, I would assume. If we start getting symptoms, how can we tell if we simply have allergies or your normal cold or something else?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's important to try and tell the difference between symptoms of a viral infection and allergic reactions. So some common symptoms of COVID-19 are things like shortness of breath, fever, and cough. Now, allergies have some similarities. A lot of times allergies can give you a cough as well as body aches and pains, and both of these can occur with a COVID-19 infection. But there are some main differences. Allergies almost never give you fatigue, fever, sore throats, or even headaches, whereas coronavirus commonly causes these things. Another thing we want to think about is the time course, because this can really help us differentiate the two. COVID-19 symptoms tend to progress more quickly and more seriously over a much shorter period of time, where allergy symptoms tend to be much, much more prolonged. So, Eric, the bottom line is, if you get to a point of having difficulty breathing or your cough gets significantly worse, you should just go ahead and be safe and seek help from a medical provider immediately.
And right now, that is certainly some valuable and golden information, unfortunately, but we really appreciate that, and that is most helpful. So when do we and do we not need to be wearing gloves? Get into that. I've had my thoughts on that and love to hear your take on wearing gloves.
Yeah, you know, it's a good question because there's a lot of confusion regarding this whole idea of when or even if we need to wear gloves. I've even treated several patients in the hospital who insisted on wearing gloves while they were in the hospital because they were scared of contracting the virus while in the hospital. So let me try to make this as straightforward as possible. Healthcare workers aside, the current CDC recommendations are wearing gloves only when you're cleaning or caring for someone who is sick. Ideally, you want to be using disposable gloves, and whenever you're done with your task, wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds, then throw away the gloves. In most day-to-day situations, when you're going to the grocery store, for example, wearing gloves really is not necessary to protect you from COVID-19, and it can actually lead to spreading germs. So the best way to protect yourself from germs when running errands and after going out is to regularly wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds or use hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol content in it.
Yet some more helpful and valuable information. As natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective, try Serenity at 15% off from unatural.com with checkout code eHealth15. Again, that is eunatural.com, checkout code eHealth15. Today we're speaking with Dr. Vivek Cherian. He is an internal medicine physician currently practicing in Baltimore, Maryland. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Cherian, how do we best spend our time safely in a manner that will still protect us?
Sure. So we are still in the thick of this pandemic, and that is a very important question. So I'm going to try to break this down line by line. Number one is practice social distancing. Social distancing can actually save lives. This includes efforts to avoid crowds, avoid contact, including shaking hands, and most importantly, keeping our distance of 6 feet from each other. The reason we recommend this is respiratory droplets, when you cough, sneeze, or even talk, can be inhaled by people around us and you can spread the disease. Number two is you want to make sure you're wearing cloth face coverings in public settings and when you're also around people who don't live in your household, particularly when other social distancing measures are just difficult to do. Cloth face coverings can prevent respiratory droplets from traveling into the air and onto people when we sneeze or talk or even raise our voices. And I know face masks has almost been made a political topic, but there is more and more emerging evidence from studies that show cloth face coverings reduce the spread of droplets when worn over the nose and mouth. And it's also important to remember that COVID-19 can be spread from person to person when we don't even have symptoms and we may not even know we're infected. So the current CDC recommendation is for all people 2 years or older to be wearing face coverings when in public. Next, basic things, always be on top of your personal hygiene. Hand hygiene is very important. When you're sick, don't go to work. Always cough and sneeze inside your elbow. Wash your hands frequently with soap and water for 20 seconds. Try not to touch your face. And lastly, Eric, it's also extremely important to keep surfaces clean around you, especially things that we touch a lot, like door handles or cell phones. According to the CDC, alcohol solutions with at least 60% alcohol are most likely effective against this COVID-19 virus. And if you go online, the EPA actually has a list of household disinfectants that are most likely effective against COVID-19.
Definitely timely information. Really appreciate what you do in the space, Dr. Cherian, and for taking a moment to be with us here today. Lastly, as the COVID-19 pandemic rages on, it seems to be even worse the second time around. Is it safe to go to the hospital?
You know, that is probably the most important question that we've talked about today, Eric. And the answer is absolutely yes. It is safe to go to the hospital. This pandemic has now been going on for several months, and it's likely to go on for several more months, if not a year or longer. If at some point last year, for example, you suddenly had difficulty breathing or chest pain, and you were going to call 911 and you went to the emergency room, you should absolutely be doing the same thing today. And you shouldn't allow any fear of catching COVID-19 from the hospital deter you from seeking proper medical attention. There was actually a study done back in April that showed after the pandemic hit, there was almost a 40% drop in individuals who came to the hospital with a certain type of heart attack. And there is no question that fear of getting COVID-19 contributed to this. You know, in medicine, oftentimes we talk about weighing risks and benefits for a certain medication or a treatment plan. And I can tell you that there's no question that the risks posed by ignoring chest pain that could be a heart attack or signs and symptoms of a stroke are far, far greater than the risk posed by COVID-19 in seeking healthcare. So if you're having symptoms of a heart attack or a stroke or having really, really hard time breathing, you need to seek emergency department help immediately. That was true 20 years ago, that was true last year, and it's certainly true during COVID-19.
Dr. Cherian, really appreciate your time and joining us here today on the program. If listeners wanted to reach out or to get more information on you, where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to reach me is to shoot me a message on Facebook at Vivek Cherian, MD. I post weekly content regarding medical-related topics, and I also help answer questions that people may ask.
And that certainly works, and we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to further help the audience as well. Again, Dr. Cherian, all the best. Thanks for joining us once again here on the Health Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Vivek Cherian. He is an internal medicine physician currently practicing in Baltimore, Maryland. And for contact, you can reach him either on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Vivek Cherian, MD. These links will be left within the show notes of this broadcast to be of help. And again, this is Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health as natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective. Try Serenity at 15% off from unatural.com with checkout code eHealth15. Again, that is eunatural.com, checkout code eHealth15.